Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Internet radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. I have people already on my phone lines, already off top. They was on the phone lines before I even got on the phone lines. But before I say, like I always do about this time, I'm reloading! Yes. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K1's your internet radio, you dig? Episode 194. Oh. The Face of Terror. I'm going to have an interesting show. I got some people I'm hoping that they call in. Hold on, let me get my background music crunked up. Here we go. Yeah. Now I got the background music crunk up and everything. Let me go ahead and set this thing off. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the proceeds this evening. All right? K1's Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, area code 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show if you want to holler at me. And you want to give your opinion about what we're talking about on the show tonight, which is, of course, I like to call it the Face of Terror, a.k.a. the killing of Osama bin Laden. All right? How can I not really seriously consider myself a talk radio host? I know I talk about a whole bunch of stuff. I know I talk about stuff that don't matter sometimes. Sex, party, whatever. But I do go deep. I do talk about religion, politics, and social issues that matter in this country that we call America. It's where I'm broadcasting to you from, live from Atlanta, Georgia. All right, now, so I can't let people, you know, consider people to take me seriously, and I don't talk about something that serious. You know, it's like not talking about Obama when he won. Same thing, not talking about Osama when he gets killed. All right, and so here we are. But before I go, pay attention. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Facebook.com/K100Radio. MySpace.com/K100Radio. We're also a podcast on iTunes in the iTunes Store up under the podcast section. If you are a user of iTunes and you want to get the replays of the show, downloadable MP3 format, you must go to iTunes. Go to iTunes. Go to the homepage. Go to the podcast section. Type in a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's the logo. That's us. We on deck. All right? Also, the official website for the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the letter K, dash, the number 100. That's the official show site. That's where you can go and listen to replays. Check out some of the synopsis of the shows that we've got going on. Check out past episodes and do all that. But if you want the downloadable replay in the MP3 format, you must holler at me on iTunes up under the podcast section. That's how that works, all right? Moving right along. This is also K100Talk/Indie Music. We play independent music. We don't play artists that have major deals and stuff like that on the show, but we do play artists who's on the come up who has good music, mostly hip-hop, mostly R&B. With that being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist that wants to get your music on K100 Radio, by all means, send it to the email address for the show, which is K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, radio. All one word, K100Radio@gmail.com, the official website, official email address for the show. All right, so now, MySpace, Facebook, iTunes, email, let's go. Oh, by the way, all you new people, because my phone lines are, like, filling up already, and I got all these people calling in. I don't know. People must want to beef with me. Today. People just want to talk to me about this. You know what I mean? And I'm good with that. I'm hoping I got a lot of anti-Obama people on the line today. Or at least two. I only need two of you guys to expose you people. Just two. But, alas, welcome to the show anyway. But before I move on, I'm going to remind you guys that I've done 194 episodes. You cannot pass judgment on me, the person, or my show by listening to one show. Now, this may be the first time a lot of you people are calling in because everybody has an opinion about this Osama bin Laden thing. And that's cool. I want to listen to your points of view. If you got some something that goes against what I'm saying, you know, you don't necessarily agree with what I'm saying. I let people have, if people who never listen to my show, you know, I let everybody get their two cents in. Let's go. Let me hear it. Give it to me. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. I want to hear it. I want you to try and convince me and change my mind. Because I'm a tough son of a bitch. Once my mind is set on something, because I set my mind according to mostly facts. So once my mind is set one way, I'm going to be pretty much dead unless you really come up with some new facts. But trying to revamp and get me to buy into what you see for the same old facts that I've already seen myself, guess what? Lost call, pimping. Not going to happen. All right? So with that being said, I just want to give all you people on the phone lines who've never called my show, because I see a lot of new numbers in my switchboard, I'm giving you guys fair warning. I only got one fucking rule on the show. One rule, ladies and gentlemen, and it's real simple. It's the name of the show. Keep it 100. All I want you to do is keep it 100. Keep it 100 for all of you who may not know what that term means. All right? Because I got some Republicans on the line. You don't talk jive. For these slow motherfuckers, it means tell the absolute truth. Even if the truth does not actually coincide with the point you're trying to make. Okay? I do it all the time. I openly admit on my show all the time. Yeah, you got a point, but fuck it. I'm going to be doing a lot of that tonight. Hopefully. I'm waiting for these people to call in. All right? 347-934-0966. I'm going to go ahead and read a synopsis of the show and get into it, because we already got people on the phone lines with their hands raised up from the 850, from the 404, from the 612, from the 912, from the 718. Should be good. Here we go. Synopsis for episode 194, you dig? Face of Terror. And I'm reading now, and then I'm going to open the phone lines. There's no way I could really call myself a talk radio host and not talk about the death of Osama bin Laden, because it just happened yesterday. But what can be said that hasn't already really been said on TV or in your social networking feed? Well, there's plenty. That's why I'm having the show tonight. Let's start with the obvious. Me, personally, I'm glad he got killed. Let's just get it out the way. Second thing is, I'm glad President Obama was the one in office when it happened. See, that's where I'm at on those two crucial points of this whole discussion. Before we go any further, I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad Obama's the president in office when it happened. Now, you'll be hard-pressed to find a lot of Americans, black, white, or whatever, that didn't think that he deserved to die for masterminding the 9/11 attack. Now, with that one line, I want all you motherfuckers that's going to call my show tonight and waste up 5 or 10 minutes of airtime trying to convince me that he wasn't the mastermind behind 9/11. Feel free to hang up and log off now. I may give you 2 minutes before I actually fucking murk your ass and hang up. All right? If he didn't do it, why would he say he did it? Unless you're one of the conspiracy theory people who think that he had nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, why would he claim the victory if he didn't do it? Who does that? Who claims responsibility for some shit that you know going to get you killed? That's going to turn the greatest superpower in the world against you? Why would you claim that if you didn't fucking do it? So I don't want to hear all you people on the phone line tonight trying to convince me that he didn't have nothing to... Shut the fuck up. I can't talk to you people. I can, but only for a second. Let me get to the people who really matter. The people who know damn well he did it. Okay? He was the mastermind behind it. Alright? Alright. So, moving right along. Terrorism is a way of life to those who pull it off. Alright? While some think that this will end Al-Qaeda, I don't think you can kill an ideal with the death of a person. Once again, I don't think you can kill an ideal with the death of a person. Alright? They will still blow shit up. Maybe a few extra things since he's dead. And they will still hate America. And they still want everybody to be a Muslim, you know, convert to Islam or die. All right? They're going to keep doing their thing. Just because Osama bin Laden's dead doesn't mean shit at the end of the day. It's not going to do anything to curb terrorism. All right? It's how it is. It may seem barbaric that people were in the streets celebrating the death of another human being last night. We showed a little Middle East in us last night, didn't we, y'all? Didn't we show how even though we supposed to be the greatest country, we can still get on a goddamn third world country level with motherfuckers real quick, like? Didn't we show that? I think we did well last night. Because we were out in the middle of the streets celebrating the fact that someone got killed. Be that as it may, I know he's the motherfucker who killed 3,000 people. But we were still, nonetheless, in the streets celebrating the death of another human being. At the end of the day. I mean, hey, it is what it is, but I was celebrating too. Fuck you. Frankly, some people deserve to be killed. Osama bin Laden was one of those people in my book. I'm a ruthless bastard. Sometimes. So, I believe in the death penalty. I believe in you step in my house trying to steal a piece of fucking bubble gum. If you in my house, I blow your fucking brains out. If you in here without, I'm not talking. I'm not calling the police. I shoot first and ask questions last. I throw the pistol everywhere I go. All kind of people who listen to my, they know this about me. I'm about that. So I'm not one of these tree-hugging motherfuckers who think everybody needs to get along and no one's life is more important than the other. Now, fuck that. Some motherfuckers deserve to die. That motherfucker was one of them. All right? So let's be absolutely clear about how I stand on those kind of things also. All right? So, that being said, all right, I tell you that it's much deeper than 9/11. While we are in two wars, possibly a third one, if you talk about Libya, we're not in a war with Libya, but we're a part of the forces that are striking and we're shooting bombs. Okay, but we're not at, okay, whatever. But whatever. But the face of terror has been put down. The face. When you say terror, you think bin Laden. A lot of propaganda that's caused that over the past decade. And the fact that they took those fucking towers down, well, he has his own self to blame for that. Had his own self to blame. Kudos, Mr. President, for interrupting The Apprentice. Big fuck you to Donald Trump. Big fuck you to Donald Trump. All right? But I'm going to tell you guys, at the end of the day, before, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, ask questions. At the end of the day, I'm happy that he's dead because I feel like he's responsible for 9/11. That's why I was such a staunch. I was one of the people who really was staunchly against going into Iraq because I was like, I don't know. I remember not one Iraqi motherfucker being on that plane. If anything, if they would have bombed Saudi Arabia, I probably would have been more happy, would have made more sense. If you're just going to bomb a country who just happens to be, I mean, that's why the whole Iraq shit never sat well with me or the president. And we're going to get into that. All right. But at the end of the day, he said, yeah, I did it. Oh, you did it, motherfucker. For goddamn 10 years until we fuck your whole country up and kill you and your motherfucking kids. Should have said you did it, bitch, if you didn't do it. Shouldn't have fucking said you did it. Right? Wouldn't you agree? Why would I say I did it? For everybody who doesn't believe Osama bin Laden had anything to do with it, you feel me? You know what I mean? For everybody who believes that, why the fuck would he say, why the fuck would he do it? Why the fuck would he say it? So I don't want to waste too much time on you people, because you're gonna annoy me and then I'm just gonna hang up. Alright? Really don't want to. I'm gonna open up everybody's phone line and raise their hand like I always do. But if you try to convince me that Osama bin Laden didn't have anything to do with 9/11, I'm just gonna fucking just like kind of dismiss everything you're saying because you're retarded. That's just a retarded way to think. If you know damn well he said he did it, you don't say you did some shit like that unless you fucking did it. He took responsibility for it. He's the head of High Qaeda. He wanted all the glory and the victory for goddamn saying, look what I did to America. Well, bitch, now take these two to the head, motherfucker. Episode 194. (347) 934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up, 850-276. What's popping? Who's this?
Juanita.
What's happening? Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. Okay, Juanita. Oh, I'm going to tell you guys what the questions are real quick. Question number one, how do you feel about being alive and being dead? Question number two, do you think this will make more terrorists want to harm us? Question number three, should we have tried to capture him and, like, put him on trial and, quote unquote, bring him to justice? Or should we do what we did and put two in his head? Question number four, how do you think the president handled the whole situation? All right? So now, Juanita, first question. What do you think, how do you feel about the death of Osama bin Laden? What is your general feelings on it? What'd you say? You're breaking up.
Proud to be an American today.
Proud to be an American today. Uh-huh.
Yes.
You're proud to be an American because we killed someone? Or is it who we killed?
No, it's the fact that my sister and my nephews, I have six nephews, all of them served four nephews.
Hey, can you do me a favor and get to a better spot because you're like really breaking up? Like, I can hear you kind of going in and out.
Hold on a minute.
Okay. Hold on, I'm going to give a chance. Hold on, everybody. I really want to hear from the caller. She's got people that served in the military, so I want to give her a chance to speak in her family. All you people who served, all you people who got people serving or have served, anybody got killed in the 9/11 that you know, in the 9/11, I want to hear from those people tonight, all right? Hello?
Can you hear me a little better? Because I had you answer
yeah.
the call.
Okay, yeah.
My nephews were in New York at the time. One was stuck on the substation when the plane hit. My sister was driving a limo, and she was supposed to work under that morning. And, yeah, we're all appreciative. And I don't blame anybody in New York for, you know, parking out when they start to like something to be done. So, yeah, as far as that, I do believe that justice has been made.
Okay, so you think that it's not about the fact that we killed another human being. It's about the fact that justice was served, right?
Yes. If they could have done something else as far as getting a hold of him, nobody knows what that situation was at the moment. Maybe they didn't have a chance to shoot. Maybe they did. So maybe, you know, nobody knows what happened at that point, whether he was to survive or walk out of there in cuffs. But they did what they had to do because that was what they were supposed to do. So I give them high hands for that.
I heard on CNN. I want everybody to know that you should be watching the news. If you want to spar with me, make sure you know your facts. Watch a little news, you know, get a little brush up. They did say that it was actually, they said that it was supposed to be a capture and kill mission, but with preferences on killing first. That actually came out one of the people coming from the White House that was one of the generals and one of the high commanders that was in charge of the operation when he did his press conference today. He was like, it was a capture or kill, but emphasis on kill. You know what I'm saying? It was like, well, we'll capture him if he just runs out with his hands up, you know, with the cameras rolling, like, don't shoot. But Osama sleeps with a motherfucking AK-47. Highly doubt that's how he's going to go out. All
right? There's no it was going to be easy takeout. I don't think so.
Right. So he was not, yeah, he wasn't going to be paraded in front of a group of jurors, and he's not, nah, he's too gangster for that. He's going to go out with a gunfight, and so I'm pretty sure he went out blazing. I don't know,
right.
But I'm just, I mean, you don't do some shit like 9/11. You don't mastermind that and then go get taken into custody. That's why I lost all kind of respect for Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein really wasn't a badass. If you really was a badass, you think these motherfuckers finna take me alive? Motherfucker, you're going to have to kill me. You think I'm going to be hiding down in the motherfucking, in some shit down in a hole in the dirt in my own country? Bitch, please. Get the fuck out of here. That's why I just lost all kind of reason. You know, I never really respected the motherfucker anyway. But, I mean, who leaves a country and gets taken alive? Bitch, you're going to have to kill me. Fuck you talking about? You can't even take my, goddamn it. I ain't getting my motherfucking car up at the motherfucking stoplight unless you just really, really just catch me slipping. Fuck it. Bitch, you're going to have a gun battle right in the motherfucking middle of the street. Playing with me. So, yeah, I don't understand how he's supposed to be a tough guy and did that. Next question, Juanita. Do you think that this will make even more terrorists want to harm us? Or do you think now we're in more danger of terrorist attacks because we killed bin Laden?
Yeah, because you don't know who was sincerely behind him. So you don't know if they're going to retaliate on their own or if they've already had this plan. Hey, if the master of us died, we're going to stick up for him anyway.
This is my problem with people who've been saying this all day. Okay, and you got some of the idiots who've been like, I mean, literally, want to blame Obama and say Obama just made us, he didn't make us safer today. They're trying to tell me President Obama made us less safe by killing Osama bin Laden.
No, he didn't.
That's for everybody who thinks that shit. Because let me tell you why. And this is why I asked question number two. Okay? Because they're terrorists. Like I said in the synopsis, that's what the fuck they do, people. This is their way of living. They're going to blow shit up and kill people for their idealistic reasons, regardless. If Osama dies, if he lives, it doesn't matter. So you're saying we should just let somebody who perpetrated a plot that killed 3,000 people in this country ride out because we're scared now? Now, we just invaded two countries, one of them, for no fucking reason behind it. You really think we're going to let this motherfucker live? You are fucking retarded. That bitch is going to die as soon as we got a chance to. And that's what happened. Question number three. Should we have tried to capture him, or was killing him the best option?
That goes back to question one. I mean, there was no way he was going to let somebody capture him. So,
What about the people who say we're America? Everybody's supposed to have their day in court. That's what we stand for: democracy, innocent till proven given, innocent till proven guilty. That's us.
Yeah, but you don't, like I said, you don't know what the situation was. They went in there, they might have been trying to capture him, but they were trying to take their own lives, do or die. You got to sit there and stick up for yourself. So they might have had no one.
But I'm asking you preferably, would you rather have had the bullets in his head or them capture him alive? Would you have liked to see a trial and then he get put to death?
I think him personally, his trial was today.
So you don't think that he deserves a right to due process, I guess you could say.
Not if you brag about killing babies and no. Not if you brag about it. You're guilty. You already admit you're guilty, and so you're already had your trial. You gave in. You testified under guilt.
Well, I mean, people who confess of crimes in America, it supposedly still have to go through the process. You know, you still have to, you know, take, you can be offered a deal, whatever, but you still have to go through the process. But I feel you. I mean, I'm one of these people who feel like, fuck giving him a trial, fuck giving him a platform to even, fuck that, put two in his head. I don't even like the fact that they, you know, but the reason why I didn't really feel that way with Saddam Hussein per se was because, A, he gave himself up and he was a coward because he was a bitch because the way he gave himself up. But I never felt like he really did anything to get his country invaded by us in the first place. All right, question number four. How do you think President Obama handled this whole situation? Do you give credit to President Obama for this kill? Does he deserve credit for it?
I give credit for him for finishing a job that should have been done a long time ago. And as far as the men that were out there, the Navy SEALs that did it, I give them credit too. So with Obama and them all together, yeah, I give them all credit because of the fact that he finished something that it shouldn't have took this long.
What do you say to people who say he doesn't deserve any credit for this?
They're wrong, because if it was Bush in there, then it would be all woo-hoo, you know. So that's a personal opinion, because that's just them thinking the way they were brought up. It's the fact that the man in office did the job what he was sent out to do.
How much do you think race plays a factor in the fact? How much do you think that the race of the president plays when it comes down to people deciding whether or not he deserves credit or how he handled the situation?
That's what I'm saying. Because of that, that's why a lot of people say, oh, Bush did this. Bush, that's the only reason why they're saying it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling into the show. Please stay on the line if you can. I want you to hear some of the opinions of other people. We already got plenty of people on the phone line, so it's going to be a good show. All right?
You have a good night.
All right. Thanks. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome, everybody, to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 194, The Face of Terror. Osama bin Laden dead. Woo! Yeah! Aren't you proud to be a freaking American right now? Don't you feel patriotic? Don't you feel some kind of ways inside? Do you feel like justice has been served? Do you feel like we're less of a laughing stock now? Billy Bad Phoenix, what say you, homie?
What's good? What's good with you?
What's good? What's good? Question number one, how do you feel about bin Laden being dead? How do you feel about him being dead in general?
Shoot, it was a long time coming, you know, and they should have been found him. A lot of people knew where he was at, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, I do. I really wanna make sure that everybody understands that Pakistan is not our friend. Okay. I know we needed Pakistan. We needed to be cool with Pakistan just long enough until we found him, because we knew he was there, and we didn't want to just piss them off to where they'd be like, "Well, get the fuck out of our country, bitch!" And now we got to go to war with these motherfuckers because we know he's there, and you don't want to, you harboring a fugitive, and we want him. So we had to be cool, even though we know those motherfuckers don't like us because we got a relationship with India. Some of you dumb fucks on the phone line who don't know all this little stuff I'm telling you might need to go do your history before you spar with me today. All right, we're really cool with India. Pakistan is their arch nemesis. They don't like us for that at the end of the day. And so I felt like they knew how this motherfucker was living in a mansion, in a compound, chilling. He wasn't in a cave. He wasn't. I think that's the most disturbing part about this whole situation. This motherfucker was living like a normal person, not no better than normal people. Better
like MTV cribs and stuff, you know.
And I'm because that place in Pakistan is like him living in some MTV cribs here in America. So I think that's the worst part about it all. You know what I'm saying? Question number two. Do you think this will make more people want to harm us? More terrorists? Did we create more terrorists? Or you think this is going to make more terrorist acts fall on our shores now?
I mean, it's definitely going to open up a can of worms, but not in a bad way per se, because we've been looking for this dude for 10 years. And, of course, you know, you cut the head off of a snake, you know, the body ain't supposed to function no more, but who's to say a new figurehead will act just as functional as the last head did before it got cut off? There's always going to be a successor. So there's always going to be somebody out there who don't like us, which you already see in the news today, and it ain't just Al Qaeda that don't like us, you know. So, it's gonna be, you know, a can of worms, man. So yes, it's gonna cause that, and we're gonna continue to fight war with these people who are in opposition of how we live.
Okay. Should we have tried to capture him? Should we have tried to do it the American way, give him a trial and then kill him and put him to death so we can really look like the ultimate good guys in the world, for real, for real? Or should we just do what we did? That quick double tap to the forehead. Which one you think?
I would take option B, because number one, I mean, he already been judged. And even before 9/11, let's go back to 1993 when he bombed the subway. See, nobody talk about that. When he first attacked America, he bombed the subway in 1993 in New York City, right under the World Trade. So he had a lot to answer for back then. So, of course, you know, as you say, you know, he wanted to go out like a G and say, hey, you're not going to take me. You're going to kill me. I'm going to die trying to try to take one of y'all with me. So he's not going to do all that and then brag about it and then just, you know, say, all right, I give up, you know. You know, he ain't going out.
Well,
like
he could
that,
have.
You know,
I don't think those SEALs gave that motherfucker. The guy, I forgot what the commander's name is, but it was a commander that gave a press conference today, and he said out his own mouth, it was a capture or kill with emphasis on kill. Do you know what I'm saying?
You tell a fucking Navy SEAL, an armed group of trained killers,
capture or kill, emphasis on kill, chances of the motherfucker coming out there alive are like slim to none. So we really went in to kill him. We didn't go in to capture him.
Because remember, when he first did all that, he had a bounty on his head for $25 million. Okay, who's gonna give somebody $25 million to capture him in the mansion? You know, not one of them Navy SEALs. I mean, ain't nobody going to give him $25 million. I mean, so guess what? It was just a straight kill operation. You know, yeah, it was capture or kill, but from what I understood in the news this morning, it was just like a straight kill when they found him. It's like, okay, he ain't coming out easy. Clap his ass. And that's what happened. He already been judged. He already had his trial when he took them two planes, you know. And I got a cousin.
But that's not the American way. That's not the American way, though. I'm asking questions that I've been seeing in my news feed that people have been trying to who had a problem with his ass getting murked yesterday. I'm asking questions because I see a lot of people are, of course, I know they probably just anti-Obama and anti-the black guys in sentiment. You know, that's probably the real true nature of what they're asking. I'm looking at some of the questions. I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask that question on the show. That's not the American way, really. Obama might as well. You keep saying stuff like Obama is no better than Osama. Who is he to judge? Who is he to order? I'm hearing all kinds of fuck shit. I'm not entertaining the people who are saying that Osama didn't have anything to do with it. You can pretty much just log fuck off now. If I come to your phone line, you will talk for like 2 minutes and then I'm going to cut you the fuck off. I don't even want to hear that shit tonight. Because we know he fucking did it. All right? So you just fucking
did it.
All right? So I don't even... You motherfuckers. Whatever. I got time. I got 2 minutes to put my phone line to talk about this shit. Okay, a question number two. Question number four. How do you think President Obama handled the situation?
He did it pretty efficiently, you know. All that happened at the same night, you know, I was watching one of my shows, next thing you know, everything just stopped. When the SEAL said, hey, the job's done, Obama got on the TV and said, hey, this is what's going on right now. He did it immediately. Now, like some presidents, they would have to wait until, you know, they did it like the next day or whatever. But no, Obama got straight to the press and said, hey, this is what's going on. I'm addressing the people right now. So he did that efficiently. So I commend him for that, you know, for letting everybody know what's going on right that second. So I think he handled that pretty well.
Uh-huh. How much do you think this all these people saying that Obama doesn't deserve the credit? How much of that do you think is basically most?
I think it's bullshit. You know, if Obama didn't deserve no credit for it, as the people are saying, then why is he president in the first place? Why he's commanding the armies if people say that he don't have a credit? Oh, okay, Bush gets credit one thing for responding to the attack. Okay, I give Bush that. But, of course, Obama, as Juanita said, finished that job that Bush started. He put the exclamation point, and that was them two caps in his head, you know. So, of course.
They say since he didn't pull the trigger, he doesn't deserve any credit. That's. I'm just telling you the shit I've been seeing all day on the news feeds. You know what I'm saying? And those are people. See, I don't want to bias. I don't want to feed too much to it because those are just Obama haters. And I know that we have Obama haters out here. You feel me? This is what they do. They just don't like President Obama for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? And so nothing he ever does is gonna be right. But I hate people who try to give credit or don't give him credit for something that I feel was a major accomplishment. And don't see, if you live in this country and you don't think that capturing or killing Osama bin Laden is an accomplishment, you a fucking idiot. You are stupid. You don't make sense. We live in America. That matters in this country. If you're trying to downplay that, then you ain't paying attention. You live in an alternate reality where that shit really doesn't matter. You don't live in the reality that I live in. Okay? All right, Billy Bad Phoenix, stay on the line, homie. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. 44437. Welcome to K100. What's popping?
What's going down?
Oh, what's going on? It's Young Pizzle. What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What's going on?
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizz, and welcome to the show. Episode 194. The Face of Terror. Young Pat. How do you feel about Osama bin Laden being killed?
This is one of my favorite topics of the whole week. Now, first of all, since it is Mashing Motherfucker Monday,
uh-huh.
I would like to start off with Mashing the motherfucking news reporter that got on national TV and fucked up everything and said Obama has been assassinated or Obama has been killed finally.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying Osama, this motherfucker said Obama has finally been found and killed. So that motherfucker right there.
I did. My bad. I totally forgot it was Monday. I'm so amped up about the show. For all you new callers on the show on K100 Internet Radio, every Monday is the vent episode. But we got so many people on the phone lines, I forgot because I want to get to all these calls. But if you feel free to mash anybody. Feel free to mash anybody in this. But if you can, keep your for the purposes of today's show, let's keep our mashes to the people or something that is pertinent to what we're talking about today. Okay? So first of all, I'd like to mash Donald Trump.
Thanks.
All right? But, you know what I'm saying? Just in general and period because he was going with the whole birther movement. But I want to say shout out to President Obama for interrupting The Apprentice and with this live breaking news. Obviously, when he said he had more important shit to worry about Donald, he meant it, you fucker.
Yeah.
Okay, fucking bitch. All right, next question, homie. Well, no, go. You didn't even answer the first question. How do you feel about him being killed? How do you feel about it in general?
Well, now, it goes into a long discussion about facts, you know what I'm saying, and coincidences, more than anything. See, in my personal opinion, I feel that Osama bin Laden has really been dead since 2008.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yes, here we go. You're damn right. Here we go. I am a conspiracy theorist. I have watched the conspiracy movies and all that shit. But anyway, the reason I think that, is because last night at 2 a.m., Obama did get on national television and say that they will produce a body. You know what I'm saying? And then this morning, 6 hours later, at 8 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, they came back on TV and said that because of Osama's religious faith, they sent him out to see, you know what I'm saying, on a burning whatever the fuck it was. So now they can't produce a body. They just killed him 2 days ago, or last night. You know what I'm saying? They could have produced a body.
Because the Muslim faith says you should be buried within 24 hours. They took his DNA.
Check this one out, right?
So
I don't know.
The president of the United States a liar?
No, I'm not. Because also, the president got on there and said, he said that, hey, hold up, Liz, hold up, because Obama got on there and said,
Aren't you calling the president a liar? You can't have both ways. If you think he's been since 2008, then you call the president of the United States a liar. Because he came on TV yesterday and said that we killed him yesterday. Day before yesterday. So,
right.
Yeah.
I'm calling the government a liar.
You
the
call the president
in a hole.
No. He is the face of the country. He is the president. So are you calling the president of the United States a liar?
No, I'm calling the entire government in a hole a liar.
Look, man, why you don't want to say it? You don't want to say Obama's a liar because you on my show or something?
I'm not going to say Obama's a liar because he ain't lied.
If you think Osama's been dead since fucking 2008, you got to call President Obama a liar. That's what you do on my show. You call the president a fucking liar on the show right now. That's what you're doing.
Fine.
Jesus. Right,
but
one who said it, not me.
But see, Obama got on TV last night.
Question number two. Do you think this will make terrorists want to harm us more? Are we going to get hit with more terrorist attacks now?
Terrorists going to do what they're going to do. I don't think we are because it's been 10 years and they ain't hit us with another attack.
I mean, you do realize if anything happens within anything in the future, they're going to say it's because we killed Osama. You realize that, right?
Of course they're going to say that. Of course they're going to say that.
Okay, I'm waiting for. I already know those motherfuckers are going to say that anyway. Question number three: should we have tried to capture him and give him the American form of justice, trial, then kill him, or should we have just went in and just shot him in the head like we pretty much planned on doing the whole time?
In the military, in the military, when you are invading a building, you are trained and taught to as soon as you see a weapon. With the enemy, you double tap to the center mass in the chest. You're supposed to kill him. That's what they train you to do. So, yeah, that was his fucking judgment day.
Okay. I mean, I understand that. I mean, I know what they're told to do. That's why they give you a quick double tap. Pop, pop. You know what I'm saying? Quick. But they also know how to aim for your fucking knees. You know what I'm saying? They also know how to put you down. They also know how to throw a stun grenade in the room. They also know how to gas the room and knock you out. They don't have to necessarily kill you all the time. If they really don't want to kill you, they cannot kill you. But like the military commander that was in charge of that special ops mission pretty much said, yeah, it was emphasis on kill. That's all I'm saying. All right. Question number four. How do you think the president? You know what? I'm not even gonna ask you because you feel like the president.
Go ahead and ask me.
You said the president is a fucking liar, Pat. You say he's a liar. I can't ask you how do you think the president handled a situation when you feel like it wasn't a situation to be handled. They just made this whole firefight up. That whole compound over there in the middle of Pakistan and all the gunfights and all the helicopters flying overhead that everybody was tweeting and reporting about, all of that shit was made up. They did all that. That was a big fucking hoax to make it seem like they just killed Osama bin Laden the other day. He's really been dead for 2 years, 3 years, 2008, right? No need for me to ask you question number four, really. Right?
All right, well. you know what? I'm gonna put you up on something that a lot of people don't know.
Next caller, Air Panama. What it do, homie?
Hey, what's going on, man?
For calling the show. I told you people I'm not putting up with the fucking conspiracy theories tonight. I got too many people on the phone line. I don't have time for you motherfuckers. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Okay? You're trying to give me some shit like someone's been dead before. I'm gonna really make your trip and your 15 minutes on K100 fame is gonna be abrupt. Alright? The face of terror. Question number one, how do you feel about Bin Laden being dead?
Shit, I'm pretty glad. I mean, it's a long time coming. I mean, fuck him. He was a threat to us, so we had to take care of him. You know what I'm saying?
So you're happy, you're ecstatic that he's dead. You're happy that another human being.
No, I'm not ecstatic doing backflips, you know, waving flags and stuff like that. But you know, I'm pretty glad he's.
Let me ask you this again. What do you think about all those people that gathered at Ground Zero and shit? Like, it's a party because this guy got killed. And they out there partying, like, go USA with the flags and everything. What do you think about that?
If you didn't have a family member that died over there, you're an ignorant motherfucker if you don't think these bastards going to come back at us full force. You know, I think that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you ain't had no family member that died like that over there, at those locations, you know, you kind of getting a little too ahead of yourself. I mean, you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, well, I don't know about getting ahead of yourself. I mean, they're happy that he's dead. So you feel what I'm saying? They're happy that he's dead.
Okay.
So you know, the jubilation, I mean, but, you know, like I said in the synopsis, you know, when they did that, that's just like when you see all the Muslims get together in like an American plane goes down over there, and they find the pilot, and they drag him, and they celebrate him because they took one of our Black Hawks down, and they partied in the streets, and they were happy. I mean, I'm like, you people are looking like those people right now. So even though we're supposed to be the bigger country, the bigger person, we can show how barbaric at the end of the day Americans and humans are at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, we both were celebrating injury, harm, death to another human, regardless.
Hell yeah, they sure.
At the end of the day. So, I was glad they called. I was glad they killed him. I ain't going to lie. But to the point where I'd have been out in the streets like, dude, we fucking got him, dude. Yeah.
I wasn't that thrilled.
But I'm glad they got him.
I wasn't that thrilled about it. And that's that good old American, you know, white boy type stuff, you know. Proud of being American, you know.
Like you said, I've seen Black people out there, but it was people in New York. You probably knew somebody. Out of 3,000 people, it was enough Black people in those buildings for Black people to be out there like, yo, my cousin got killed, or, you know what I mean? I understand. You know what I mean? You feel me? This ain't like, you know, those were all civilians in that fucking building. So I understand why you had so many civilians out there in the street celebrating that like that.
Right,
but
right.
Like I said, I just want to make you people understand that when Americans, when we do stuff like that, people are watching us too, all right? Question number two. Do you think this will make more – well, you all kind of answered already. Do you think this will make more terrorists want to harm us now? Are we going to get more attacks now because he's dead or less? How did this help terrorism?
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, as soon as it went down, I was like, so I wonder who's about to replace Osama. I mean, because I'm sure it was somebody next in command, you know.
Yeah.
They already got their agenda laid out, and somebody
got to
step up.
The guy, Al, it starts ALQ. That's the guy. He's next to command. They've been looking. They almost had him trapped and killed one time in Pakistan, but he got away. But the number two is already on deck. They already know who's in charge now. As soon as he got killed,
I can't remember his name. I had seen him before when they almost got him.
I'm to Google that for me. Number two in Al Qaeda. He's still pumping right now. He's still in the game. They almost had him one time. Blew up this motherfucking building that he was in, but there was like 5 minutes something late. Somebody tipped him off, which is why I don't trust Pakistan at all. That's why we didn't tell you you were coming for his ass, because his ass would have been there. We told you. Fuck you. Get mad. Do something, bitch. You don't like it? Yeah, we broke sovereignty. Yeah, we invaded and did an op on your land without telling you. So what, bitch? And we would have told you 10 minutes ago.
That was kind of sweet how they did that.
Motherfuckers don't like us, and I hate the fact. Listen, the president is the president. He's a diplomat at the same time. But look, this—the real truth of the matter is, them motherfuckers don't like us because we do big business with India, and that's their arch nemesis. Now, if you don't know that,
it's funny you bring that up.
It is what it is. It's true.
It's funny you bring that up, man, because I used to sit at work and sit there and watch the Pakistani and Indian people just argue all day. They don't like each other, you know.
They hate each other. Those two countries hate each other.
I'm sitting there like, look, it's the light, man. How y'all arguing with each other?
They want it white because they're not, because you were doing what a lot of Americans do, mistaking two people from two different countries and trying to lump them together because they had dark skin and talk Arabic. You know what I'm saying?
Different, but I'm saying, y'all right there, you know.
Yeah, they're very different people. Question number three, should we have tried to capture him or was killing him the best option? Which one you think? Should we try to give him some good old American justice or street justice?
So it wouldn't have mattered if we would have cuffed him or shot him in the head. It wouldn't have mattered because they still would have came after us. I mean, say we didn't shoot him and we had him sitting over in the jail. We got their homeboy, so they still going to come after us, you know, try to make us feel some pain. So, I mean, I don't see no problem with how they did it. Just capped him.
Okay.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
You a heartless bastard, but okay. because you had the tree huggers on the news feed today. That's not real justice. That's not true American justice. Who are we to judge? And blah blah. You know. Okay, whatever.
Sometimes you gotta renege on stuff like that.
Two to the head.
When you're dealing with people like that.
Two to the head. How do you think the president handled the situation? Wasn't he looking so presidential when he gave that speech?
I felt like I
voted for the guy yesterday. You know, he's just so fucking presidential on them hoes. Somebody said a Tea Party, I said what it do. It's popping with you.
I mean, that's what I want to do today.
I wonder how those guys are feeling today. He just made an ass of you birthers. He made an ass of one of your spokesmen, Donald Trump, and then right behind it, he caught the motherfucker that your boy could not catch. I want to know how they feel. I want to talk to a Tea Party motherfucker. I wish a Tea Party motherfucker would call this show. I know I'm maybe not popular enough to matter to them, but I'd like a Tea Party motherfucker to call the show. I want anybody to call the show that's an anti-Obama motherfucker. Somebody get that call.
Now, Blue, there is something I did want to see a body. I'm with Pat on that. I did want to see the body.
Let me tell you something, bro.
I ain't calling him a lie. I'm just one of them people. I wanted to see the body. I wanted to see Saddam.
I know you do, but the thing about it is, just like they didn't show you Saddam's beheaded. You know, he got fucking beheaded when he hung his ass.
Right.
His fucking hand snapped off. That motherfucker that leaked that goddamn photo got his ass fucked. He's in prison over there and right now. The one who had got that shit on his cell phone and leaked it at that security guard, that bitch in prison. Let me tell you why, everybody. Some of you slow motherfuckers, pay attention. Some of you people are slow. You don't get how it works. You don't display that. Okay? You don't display it. If you're the president, that's the last thing that you want. His real live body cut up with a wide incision with his fucking brains all over the fucking table, that's the last fucking thing you want to show the world. In opposition. You don't want them to see that. You already got so many motherfuckers that want to kill us anyway, and a couple of more people just jumped on the boat because we got his ass. You don't want to display that and parade that, like, because you want to seem like you really are the good people, like you really wanted to give him a trial, but he left you no choice. You don't want to parade it around and stick his head on the fucking stake like it's the motherfucking goddamn 18th century and say, look, this is what we do to motherfuckers who fuck with us. We're America. We're the good guys.
Like some Vikings or something.
We can't do it. We can't fucking put it on display. That's why you can't see the body. That's what
I understand that, but I just for myself, just one of the people, I wanted to see it, you know. But I understand the reasoning, though.
Yeah, just like I didn't want the president to show those pussy motherfuckers his birth certificate, but he did anyway because he's a better person than me, and he's in a position of where he understands that. The same reason why he was like, I'm not parading his body all over the media to see. You can't do it.
It was a show of class for not doing that, you know.
Now, that's all the slow motherfuckers on the phone who waiting to get their turn and say, I ain't see the body, so you shut the fuck up. Your conversation will be short-lived on K100 today. All right, stand by, El Panama.
All right, man.
Michigan girl, what it do?
What it do?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitzen. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 194. The face of terror.
All right, before you get to the questions, I do got to ask somebody. I was in the store minding my own business, and these cracker motherfuckers talking about something. I don't know what they so happy about. Obama ain't do shit, and blah, blah, this, and blah. And if it was Bush, and I turned around and looked at them motherfuckers like, would y'all shut the hell up? Bush ain't did shit. He probably knew where he was at the whole time. So I want to match them motherfuckers that don't want to give Obama no credit for killing Osama bin Laden.
Yeah! That's when you whip out your cell phone since you didn't have nobody to talk to, and you act like you're making a call, and you get real loud with your motherfucking opinion, even though nobody ain't on the motherfucking phone, and dead bitch is drag your puss ass in this motherfucking store right now, bitch. That's what I do. Yeah, the whole 240, you can get it right now, in the middle of Kroger. Who want it? Know what I'm saying? I do stuff like that. Well, I think when people do stuff like that right there, I just get on my phone. I just call anybody that I know gonna answer the phone, and I have a real loud conversation. I put them on speakerphone so they can hear both of us going back and forth, and then look at them like, bitch, say something so I can slap the fuck out you. That's what I do. Do shit like that. But I'm a motherfucker. You dig?
Yeah.
Type of shit I do though. You don't like it, you can suck my dick. This is K1's Internet Radio. I say things like that, but I really mean it. Question number one. How do you feel about Bin Laden being dead?
I was pretty happy. Pretty happy about it.
You was happy? Were you happy enough to write? Would you have went to some kind of gathering about it, like down at Ground Zero? Were you that pumped up about it?
Like, if I had known somebody personally, like, that had died, I mean, I knew people that lost their children, but I didn't know those children. So, but if I had not lost somebody, you know, knew somebody or lost somebody in there, I was in New York, I might have felt like going down there. I'm just saying, if I had, you know, lost someone, but, you know, I didn't. But I mean, I was still pretty happy. I wasn't ecstatic. I wasn't outside waving flags and all that, but I was still happy.
Okay, you're glad he's dead. Do you think his death will make more terrorists want to harm us? Did we create a bigger problem for ourselves by, I don't know.
I don't think we created a bigger problem, because the fact of the matter is there's always going to be some terroristic group. If it's not Al-Qaeda, it's somebody else. There's always somebody that doesn't like the United States because of what we do, who we are, who we like. When you were talking about Pakistan, they really don't like us because we, you know, we cool with India. So there's always going to be somebody. But then again, you never know. They might be like, well, damn, them motherfuckers hunted for 10 years, and they didn't stop until they found them. So it might make them think again, but I don't think it's going to give us any, you know, some people may join the bandwagon, but there's always terrorists. There's always going to be plots against the United States. It is what it is. They don't like us. So they might have got some more recruits, but I don't think we're in any more danger than we already were.
Uh-huh. Should we have tried to capture him?
Hell no. No.
No. Kill him. No trial, no nothing. Just kill him.
No.
Just,
why should we
you're
spend
fine
more
with that.
US? Why should we spend more US dollars putting him on trial and all of this? I mean, why should we do
it's
that?
The American, because we're America.
Okay, I don't give a flying fuck. It's America. I mean, he admitted he was guilty. He killed over 3,000 people.
Right.
The bombing back in 1993 when he bombed the subways in New York. Fuck that. You guilty. You admitted it. If you didn't do it, you shouldn't have said you did to get props. I don't think we should have wasted no more U.S. dollars, time, and energy putting him on trial. For what? For him to parade around and what? And act like and spout all his idealistic beliefs before we find him guilty and kill him? Man, fuck all that. They did what they should have did. Put two in the head and get it over with.
I have to agree. How do you think the president handled the whole situation? How do you think President Obama handled
the
situation?
The president, he was a little gangster with it, but I liked it. Like, he didn't tell Pakistan we coming in, and, you know, like, I was, you know, I've been doing some research. Like, he had, like, 5 meetings, and, you know, they had, like, where he went to these council boards, and then he gave the order to go in and do it. He didn't warn Pakistan they was coming. He didn't tell their government till after it was over. Then he got on TV. He was all cool. You know, he gave it. This is what we did. This is how it went down. Bam. So I like the way he handled it. I ain't got no. He did what he had to do. He was very presidential. He kept his cool because I believe Bush would have been trying to act like, you know, it was a party or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think, like I said, I just had the President Barack Obama show. This was my last, actually, my the show before this one. And then this happened, so I had to come right back and kind of have him in the middle of a discussion. And so if you never heard my show, you really want to go back and listen to the last show I had, which was episode 193, and it was about President Obama. But I will say this. I gave him a C, and that's not an out, and I voted for him, but I still gave him a C because of a C plus. I gave him a C-plus on the grade for what I gave him. But now I got to give him a B now. He's at a B with me now.
I was going to say, I had given him a C-plus, too. I got to bump him up to a B.
It's like scoring a good grade on your midterms. It bumps up your average with me. Killing Osama bin Laden. That right there, I can't leave him at a C just because of that. That boosted him up. I still feel a ways about a lot of things that he's done, and I'm still probably going to vote. I'm going to vote for him again because I voted for him the first time. But like my homie T. Lewis asked, can he change his grade? I most definitely changed my grade now. He's at a B with me because that's enough to bump him up a notch because he did something that should have been handled by the motherfucker who started this shit in the first place.
Exactly why you got us all in Afghanistan, and he's been in Pakistan all this time. You know he probably been in Pakistan all this time. You got us over in Afghanistan somewhere.
Right.
Man, kill yourself.
Right, exactly. Bye. All right. Hold on. Next caller. All right. Where'd the other caller go? 843. They were on the phone. 843. They're gone. All right. What are you going to do? Shay.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. I see Keisha up on the line. I think that's Twink on the line. You feel me? The rest of you people out there, don't be scared. I don't bite. Hit the number 1-347-934-0966. Episode 194. The Face of Terror. Talking about the death of Osama bin Laden. Question number 1, Shay, before you, you got anything you want to mash about this whole situation?
No. Well, yes. I just want to mash all them people who are running around here talking about it's a conspiracy and all this crazy mess. Just go ahead and mash them. All that conspiracy theorists. Just mash them.
Yeah, no problem. I got no problem mashing them. I mean, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with
I mean, you know, some things may be not always what it seems, but really.
I know the government lies, but this is too important.
That would be a very big, you know, a lot of people would have had to been involved in that lie, and I'm by that.
Right, exactly. So that's, I mean, come on. Okay. So what do you think about the death of Osama bin Laden? What do you think about it in general?
Well, in general, I can't say that I'm, like, excited about it. Because, you know, somebody did die, but I am very much relieved that this world is rid of that evil bastard. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, he was an evil. This is the thing that everybody has to understand. In the same breath that we say he's evil, right? You got a couple of million, maybe billion people on this planet who feel like he's a hero.
I don't know how they feel that. I know he's doing everything in the name of Islamic religion, but you know, I did a little studying on Islamic religion, and he goes against the very principle of what they teach him. I don't even know how he can go and say that he's doing something in the name of religion, because, you know, just the act of what he, you know, tries to, you know, portray was the exact opposite of what Islamic teaches. So, you know, by that very nature, he's evil. He basically got a group of following people who, you know, to follow him and carry out these, you know, heinous crimes, and going to categorize it in the name of religion and using the title of a very religion that goes against exactly what he was doing. So that's why I say he's evil.
Okay. To me, he's an evil motherfucker. He's an evil son of a bitch. He deserved to get killed. If he didn't, like someone else just said, if he didn't have anything to do with 9/11, well, why the fuck did you say you did? You don't say you had something to do with shit like that unless you got a death wish, okay? So he's the guy who perpetrated the killing of 3,000 people. He masterminded it. He said he did. He was happy. And then when he did it and we came over there and we fucking annihilated his whole fucking country over there, we invaded another country because we had a retard as a president at that time. Sorry about that, Iraq. We kind of sort of did you guys a favor, but then again, we didn't. We fucked up your whole country. Even though we did get rid of a dictator, we did fuck up your country. So we shouldn't be over there. But hey. You know, what Imbelson running the country. I'm sorry. I didn't vote for that bitch. You blame everybody who voted for that motherfucker. He's a fucking retard. We made a mistake. We put a better guy in this time. We went and caught the motherfucker who actually did it. I'm sorry. We'll get out of there as soon as we can fix everything. If we leave right now, I don't know, you might be even more fucked up. Plus, we got money invested over there, so won't we? What do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? Number two, do you think this is going to make more terrorists want to harm us?
You know what? I can't say that it's going to make more. I mean, it's. I think whatever they were going to do it before anyway. You know, this may just give them a reason to say we're doing it because, you know, y'all killed Bin Laden. But I wouldn't say that it's going to make them want to do it more or less. I mean, whatever they've been, you know, concocting up or whatever, planning or not planning, it's. They're going to be indifferent in that matter, but, you know, if anything is done, of course they're going to use that as the reason why it's done.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. They do what they do. If they do it tomorrow and say, well, you killed Bin Laden 2 days ago, so this is why we did that, whatever the fuck you did, you had the capacity and the propensity to do it anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
Because, you know, things don't happen overnight.
You just needed a reason to do it. So if you need a reason, if killing this one motherfucker who actually admitted to being responsible for the death of 3,000 people is the reason why you go blow up a motherfucking bus full of innocent women and children. If that's how you correlate that, those people are going to do what they do anyway. Because in their lives,
they're all in hell together.
And anybody, and any American who, if right now, if tomorrow, a fucking dirty atomic bomb goes off in the middle of fucking L.A., if they try to blame that on the fact that Obama killed Bin Laden, you a fucking retard. You don't understand the motherfucking bomb was sitting there already. Stupid motherfucker. Should we have tried to capture him?
Say it again?
Should we have tried to capture him?
For what? What we gonna do with him? He's good where he at. He's good.
He's America. Put him on trial.
What'd you say? This America, put him on trial.
Yeah, put him
what
on trial.
What do you need a trial for? What does he need a trial for? I can give you 3,000 reasons why he don't need a trial.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's, you know, when people sign, you know, a confession over here and they do some over here, if they confess, they still have to go through the process.
Yeah, he wasn't American. He wasn't American. He wasn't over here. Oh. He wasn't following our rules to begin with. So
our rules only apply to us.
Why are we going to extend some American courtesy? What'd you say?
I said our rules only apply to us in the world.
Well, that could be.
I'm just giving you the devil advocate. I'm giving you the tree hugger argument. The tree huggers were all
that could be, but you know, then again, it's like I feel the same way as you, if you were to take somebody that was over here, you know, a serial murderer or rapist or something like that, I would feel the same way. Only it's just like 10 times multiplied, and the fact that, you know, he did everything else. Anti-American. I'm like, for what? What do you need some American justice for? What does he need to give the benefit of the doubt of? We don't. He don't need a trial. We don't need to waste any more time, no more money, no more lives being possibly taken. Nope, he's good. They did the right thing.
The K-100 family, some ruthless bastards. Y'all don't care. Fuck it, kill him.
Nope.
Last question.
He's had too many chances already.
How do you think President Obama handled the situation?
I think he handled it great. He did wonderful. I think that's going to give him a couple of notches in his belt, just that right there.
He definitely does. You know the funny thing about it is, it's still motherfucker. No matter what your fucking logic is, if you're going to get on the show tonight, I'm waiting for all the motherfuckers to get on the show to try to convince me that he he doesn't deserve any credit. He shouldn't get a couple of knots on his belt for this victory, for this kill.
Why doesn't he deserve any credit?
I don't know. He
gave the order to do what needs to get done, and he got it done. Yes, he did not initiate it. He wasn't in office when it maybe was initiated, but, you know, he has excellent follow-through. So there you go. He followed through and got the job done.
Yeah, I really don't understand. Hold on, because I got so many people on the phone. Oh, hold on. Thanks for calling, Shay. Let me get to some of these calls. I'm just waiting for one of these motherfuckers to try and tell me. We already had one conspiracy theorist I had to go ahead and murder. He died in 2008. I'm called the president a liar. Fuck out of here. Stand by, Shay. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Keisha F.
Hey.
What's on deck? I see Key on the line. What's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 194. The Face of Terror. Okay. Keisha F.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it.
All right.
How do you feel? Do you have anybody you want to mash about this whole situation?
Just anybody who is a conspirator or conspiracy theorist or whatever the thing is, because it's just a bunch of hoo-ha as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
So that's for the people out for the mash. All the people who think that, you know, silly things happened years ago or the president's been holding back or what have you. The only reason things were held back was a few days up to a year, whatever the case may be, because he's been receiving intel on this thing since last year. But ain't nobody know about that because you're not supposed to know. Some things you just don't need to know.
Thank you. Who the fuck are you? Do you work the Pentagon? Shut the fuck up. You work at McDonald's, bitch. You don't need to know that. The fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly. I just said those people.
Stay your lane.
They're just crazy. People who want everything to be exposed, you're just crazy. If you really knew what was going on behind closed doors, you'd start believing in the boogeyman. So just leave your foolishness where it's at.
Okay. Can you do that for me and Keisha F, baby? All right, so give it to me. How do you feel about the death, though? How do you feel about Osama bin Laden being killed?
I took the day off. Hey.
Wait, did you take the day off because you were scared?
No, I took the day off I took the day off because the little one was sick, but I was going to call in anyway because, I mean, it's just, I think it's a great thing. And this is just coming from a military family and just people who have served, knowing people who have died, things like that. I mean, of course, that it was a day to celebrate. Not necessarily get down there and boogie dance like some people did, but it was a day to celebrate because it's been 10 long years of trying to get this man.
Mm-hmm. And it's an accomplishment. It's an accomplishment.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like when you run in the country and you're the president, you know, like a President Obama, this is like, you know, if he won the war, if we had went to a war that he authorized and we defeated the people hands down. You know what I'm saying? This is an accomplishment, a victory in, you know, I don't know, man.
It's a day that we need to mark as a holiday. That's what I think. I think it needs to go down.
Oh, I don't know now. Wait a minute.
I mean, it's the same day. What is it? They were talking about it. It's the same day that Hitler was brought to justice. I mean, although he died the day before or whatever, committed suicide the day before, it's the day
Wait a minute. Make it into a holiday?
Yes. A national holiday. A day that people should take off and commemorate the memory of people who died for our country. Or died in because of terrorist acts in our country.
No, we're celebrating. See, it's not. This is America, okay? You're kind of getting everything kind of twisted right now, Keisha. We celebrate the death of people who did good for this country.
I didn't say celebrate. A day of memory. What do you do for Memorial Day? People take that day off and celebrate, don't they? It's supposed to be a day of memory.
The heroes, not the bad guys. You don't memorialize and celebrate the death of the guys.
All the people who have died.
Not agreeing with you.
To where we are right now. Yes.
You're going to make me mash you on the show.
Or 9/11.
Okay.
One of them needs some type of Memorial Day.
I can't tell you how wrong that is on how many levels.
I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong to take a day out in memory or in memory of the people who have worked for our country. I don't.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Do you think this will make more terrorists want to harm us?
I don't know that it'll make more terrorists want to harm us, because I'm sure they're already lurking around doing whatever they do. But, I mean, I'm sure it'll heighten the security levels, but I don't think it'll make more things come out of the woodwork. No.
Okay. Do you should we have tried to capture him? I'm pretty much
nope.
What you're gonna...
No, absolutely not. Did he send people over to on the planes to say, oh, just capture as many people as you can? No. They came in to steal or to destroy and to kill in the name of jihad. They didn't come over here talking about some, oh, we just gonna come in here and make y'all sit down for a few hours, put y'all up to trial. No, hell no.
All right, that's cool. How do you think the president handled the situation?
Like a beast. He's always
beast.
Been my president, so bottom line, yes. When he started
like
off, he was like, yes, y'all see me. Go on about your business. Yes.
Right, because I didn't even realize it, because when the news first popped, I wish I could have just been by a TV set or something, because I didn't see it when he initially broke the news, and people were texting me, because, you know, people know I'm into this kind of stuff, so people texting me like, yo, guess what? And I'm like, what? You know, but I couldn't get to the television where I was at. And I think the best, like I said, my favorite part about the whole shit, you know, I'm glad he's dead, but the best part was that the breaking news came in the middle of the fucking Apprentice. Like, that's just so ironically just, okay, I can't tell you how happy that it was, that show. All the other shows got interrupted, but that show was actually one of the shows that was interrupted. You know what I'm saying? Well, with the retarded shit that Donald Trump has been saying for the past year.
Right.
Really, basically, most of his life, but really ludicrous shit the past year. And then the past week after the president was the better person and showed the birth certificate and he had to eat crow trying to take credit for it. You motherfucker. That's why I want a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take credit for some shit. Fuck you mean? How you gonna take credit for some shit, bitch? You know what I'm saying? You made. Bitch, you ain't make him do shit. He did it to shut your retarded goddamn stuffed up ass toupee having ass up.
Exactly. Somebody needs to make him
tax records. He's my list of motherfuckers I want to slap in the face. Literally. He's on my list of people I want to physically slap. I want to slap him. I want to slap Glenn Beck. Want to slap what's the other guy's name? Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, I want to slap the guy that's on what's his name? Bill O'Reilly. Would love to slap Bill O'Reilly. Yeah.
Sure.
Slap. All right.
Yeah, they can slap.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling into the show. All right.
Not a problem.
All right. Next up, Twink. Then we got Key on the line. Twink.
Yo.
Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 194. The Face of Terror. The Death of Osama Bin Laden. What say you, Twink? How do you feel about Bin Laden being dead?
Well, I haven't been able to really watch the whole story and follow it because I'm on vacation. But, I mean, I've listened to his speech while I was driving. Because, you know, it's a long-ass drive from Maryland to Florida. But, I don't feel any special way about it, because it's not like killing Osama stopped terrorism. That just killed one person. That pissed a lot of people off. That's not about to stop or solve anything or
you don't think
or
it's solved.
At all. So,
listen.
I don't think it's solved it.
It's not about solving terrorism. Pay attention! It's not about solving terrorism. Killing him was not to solve terrorism. Killing him was punishment for what he perpetrated. You see the difference?
Yes.
Killing him had nothing to do with ending terrorism. You can't end an ideal by killing a person unless you kill every motherfucker that owns the ideal. You can't do it. All right? Okay, Twink, you got a lot of noise going in the background. I'm about to cut you off. You ready? Hello?
My bad. I'm good.
Okay. All right. So you can't killing Osama bin Laden was not to kill terrorism. It was to punish the motherfucker for the shit that he perpetrated, which was masterminding and giving the order to his crew to pull off 9/11. That's why he's dead. It's not about trying to end. It is kind of sort of roundabout way, but that motherfucker got killed because he said, "I just knocked down the towers. It was me. I did it." Okay, we're going to kill you for that. It's that simple. If we catch you, bitch, we're going to kill you. I'm telling you. You done killed three. If we catch you, we're going to kill you. George Bush tried for 7 more fucking years, couldn't catch him. Obama got here 2 years in. Maybe. People are saying, oh, it's the intelligence. You can only go with the intelligence. You feel what I'm saying? They're trying to say Obama didn't do anything. It's just they finally found him through the course of intelligence. It just took that long to actually find. Really? 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 Okay. All right. What changed with the intelligence community in 2 years? Oh, I'm sorry.
Nothing. I don't.
No. Let's give him a little bit of wriggle room. We got a new CIA director. Well, who the fuck picked this? Who picked this CIA director? That's what you want to tell me? Huh? You want to tell me that it's the better intelligence? We have better people running intelligence? Well, who picked them motherfuckers? Who appointed him? The president! You dumb fuck! That's who! So, at the end of the day, however the chips fell, they were dealt out by the president. At the end of the day, he deserves credit for Osama bin Laden being killed. No, he wasn't the motherfucking... the real heroes are our troops. The president didn't... Shut the fuck up, you bitch. You just don't like the president. If George Bush would have did it, your motherfucking ass would probably be singing all kind of praises. Mission accomplished on the background with a banner. We ain't motherfucking nowhere near winning shit. Dumb ape motherfucker. All right. I don't even have the patience to deal with stupid motherfuckers. Question number two, do you think, you said that you think this will make more terrorists want to harm us?
I definitely think it's going to make, I mean, if they already had it in their mind they were going to do it, then it's going to get done. I really don't think it's going to, like you said, it's going to give them more of a reason to go, hey, we need to do this because they got us. But I don't think it's going to, like, start a giant uproar that hasn't already been set in motion. It okay. might speed the process up a bit, but it's not going to start one.
Right, right. Should we have tried to capture him instead and bring him and give him some form of trial like we did Saddam Hussein? Even though Hussein didn't do it, have anything to do with it?
In all honesty, I don't think he would have gone. I don't think he would have allowed himself to get captured. He probably would have. I don't think it would have been able. We would have been able to capture him. So death might have been the only option anyway.
Well, I mean, if he'd have turned around and ate the pistol and put the pistol to his damn head and killed him, I mean, but we have ways to capture people at the end of that. Of course, I'm pretty sure he put up a gunfight and then we went on ahead and took him down. But I'm just saying, if he would have came out with his hands up, you know, surrendered, should we have took him into custody or should we still have put two in his forehead? Which one?
If he came out surrendering, then, you know, the humane thing would have been to capture him. But we're Americans. We don't do humane shit. So killing them was the only option.
Well, I mean, we've got Guantanamo Bay over there. That was supposed to be humane of us. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Right. Yeah. Real humane there, Bush. Question number four. How do you think the president handled the situation?
I listened to a speech yesterday, and I love Barack. I think he's a well-spoken man, and I support him 100%, so I think he did a great job.
Uh-huh. What do you say to people who say that he doesn't deserve any credit for this? What would you say?
Fuck you mean? He don't deserve it.
I told you they're going to try and tell you, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I know they're going to try to say it, but fuck you mean? I mean, that's like saying, yeah, I mean, that Jesus doesn't deserve credit for Christmas.
I don't know. All right, stay on the line, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Key, what'd he do?
What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling in. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 194. The Face of Terror. Anything you want? Anybody want to mash about the subject before we get into it, Key?
Man, I just want to mash all the conspiracy theories because these people, they just have to have somebody to follow. You go from saying, well, the Bible's been tampered with, and I read this and this about the government. You still reading somebody else's opinion about something. You weren't there. You don't really know what happened either way. And, you know, people got all their theories about this and that, but were you really there? You still taking somebody else's opinion, yet you think you're so fucking smart. Like, you really a dumbass, and you a follower.
Okay. Mash them.
Yeah!
Now, I know you can't believe everything you hear.
You can't, but like I said, ultimately, if you weren't there, you still don't really know. Either way, you slice it. Whether you believe it, whether it's a lie, whether it's truth, unless you were there, you don't know what the fuck happened.
Exactly. So but why do you think those people just don't want to believe it because they just don't like Obama? Let's just keep it 100.
I think some people just, they got to have something to tantalize their mind in one way or the other. They just got to have something. Like, they just can't agree, you know what I'm saying? And those are some of the most paranoid people you'll ever meet because everything in their whole life is a conspiracy. Like, if you're so fucking smart and you know so much, why you don't have shit to show for it? Really?
That's probably why you don't have shit to show for it.
Because
you're really not that bright. All right, so go ahead. What do you think about, how do you feel about Bin Laden being dead?
Man, he was so old, he was going to die soon anyway. So I'm like, he's dead, okay. Next, like, it's not going to really stop terror. But I'm glad it does give some people some closure, you know, as far as, you know, the love people that have lost people on account of us looking for him. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have lost loved ones just because we were looking for him. So
Exactly.
I'm glad that just gives them some type of closure.
But I mean, I'm more like on the fact that we went in and killed him, that America was responsible for his death.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
that?
You like that?
I'm glad. You know what I'm saying? Because just like, you know, if he come in, he gave the order. He didn't necessarily come in here and do it, but he gave the order to come in and kill our people. So our president gave the order to go in and kill his ass. So, hey, now we even Steven.
Yeah. Because we done killed way more Al Qaeda agents, and I don't know how we ended up killing all these damn innocent Iraqi people who had nothing to do with 9/11. That's a shame on us.
Yeah, if that was the case, if they really, like, how you know they had me too.
No,
like,
Iraq
had
nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
Iraq
had the
country of Iraq.
We know the Bushes got money over there invested in that gas and that oil all that type of stuff.
Dick Cheney's got the Halliburton contract all over that motherfucker getting trillions of dollars.
So that's the whole, and those are some facts right there. We know they got money tied up over there.
That's what the fuck
we
know.
No conspiracy theory. Those are some facts.
All you simple motherfuckers out here. Do you think this will make more terrorists want to harm us? Or do you think terrorist attacks on us are going to increase and there's going to be a whole wave of just terrorism attacks because...
It's already... They've been wanting to do stuff. They've been plotting stuff when he was alive. They were plotting stuff before 9/11. They're going to plot stuff after this. So it's just the world. It's the world we live in now. That's just the way it's going to be.
All right. Question number 3. Should we have tried to capture him and did
gone to murk his ass and all these people talking about we should have captured him? That's some bullshit. No more than we should have let damn Charles Manson or damn Ted Bundy go to prison. Why you gonna spend money on people you know that did shit to study them? You want to study them and talk to them for what?
Just kill them.
Spend my damn tax money on their dumb ass. Kill their ass.
Boy, man, K-100, y'all some ruthless motherfuckers. Even the women, boy, y'all like, fuck that, y'all kill him.
especially when you know somebody did some shit. Like, I feel that way about a lot of stuff, even in America now. Like, you know for a fact, you got a damn serial killer, and you know he did that shit. You got DNA evidence. It's kid ass. Why are we paying to keep him in prison on death row? Kill him.
You're right. What did I say? I feel the same way. Except, we've had evidence come back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nowadays, like now, for not people that's been in there years and from 1970-something, you ain't reopened a case. Uh-huh. I'm talking about people that get found guilty of shit now. You probably did that shit, for real. And especially people who admit. If you admit to doing it, that's automatic. Uh-huh. If you admit to doing it, goodbye.
Okay. All right. How do you think President Obama handled the situation in general?
In true President Obama character, he was very charismatic about it, and that's because that's the way he is. He's just cool. You know what I'm saying? He's just cool like that.
What do you think about the press conference? What do you think about the press conference?
He was Obama, like he always is.
You know what I'm saying?
He was just himself. And I just got something to say about all these people talking about they want to see a body. Okay, here's the thing about that. If they were to show about it, then people are going to be like, well, they can get a lookalike, they can do this. I mean, it's always going to be something. It's always fucking something. I saw a report that said he got killed last week, and they did DNA evidence, and the body wasn't, you know, bury it. Now people saying he got killed 2 days ago. You know, I'm like, you know what? For real. Then somebody was like, well, ain't like 10 or something Bin Laden lookalikes out there and blah. Shut the fuck up. Just let him have it. If he ain't dead, that motherfucker will be. He had too many health issues and he too damn old. He gonna be dead. If he ain't dead now, he'll be dead soon by natural causes. So just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but we don't want him to go out like that.
We don't want to. I'm like, just let him have that shit. I'm like, all the time, people been steady talking about, we still looking for Bin Laden. How long are we going to look for? Now they say he dead. I don't believe he dead. I want to see. Shut the fuck up. God damn it.
Just pure haters, man. Just pure Obama haters, man. Let me clear one fucking thing up for everybody. Because I know K100 wasn't around. Facebook wasn't around when 9/11 happened. So I never really had a chance to, you know what I'm saying, really talk about it. And it's so long ago that I really don't bring it up so much. I'm going to play a song in a minute that kind of pertains to it. I'm going to play a song in a minute that was off my second album that came out in 2002. And it was a song that I wrote 2 weeks after 9/11. And it was about the 9/11 attacks or whatever. And just listening to it now, and hearing everything come full circle to when we finally killed the man who was responsible for perpetrating 9/11, I was like, if I'm going to play any music on the show, because I haven't played any one of my songs in forever on the show anyway, and most of you probably haven't heard this particular song because most of you don't have that album because it's so old. You know what I'm saying? Most people I met, I didn't even know you guys when that album came out back in 2002. But I'm going to play a song called Battlefield that I made, and it was about 9/11. It came in 2000, but I wrote the song, I think maybe 2 weeks after 9/11 happened. I'm going to play that in a minute. But I want to say one thing, okay? I was a Bush hater, but I can show you why. I can show you why I'm a Bush hater. I can really show you things that he did to make me really dislike him. I was never really I didn't vote for him in that. I voted for John Kerry, you know, when he was up against Kerry and everything. You know what I'm saying? And in the very first one, I voted for Gore. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? When he beat Gore. So I did vote Democrat both times. Now, the second time around, by the time the second one came around, I really disliked the man. The first time, I pretty much was going with the person who I felt like was more in tune. Even though I really don't like Al Gore's wife, Tipper Gore. I don't like that bitch. I don't like Tipper Gore. And if you know if you know anything about her, with me being into hip-hop music and me being a rapper, and if you know anything about the shit Tipper Gore was trying to do with censoring rap and all that, you know why I don't like that bitch. So fuck that bitch. I almost didn't vote for him, period, because of his wife, because I didn't like that bitch that much, and it would have gave her a platform. So I almost just didn't vote in that election, but I went on ahead and voted anyway. All right? So for you slow people, that means I've been voting a long time. With that being said, all right, I initially gave I gave the retard a chance, all right? But after 9/11 happened, and the way he handled 9/11, and then his decision to go into Iraq, and to culminate it all, Hurricane Katrina, made me really have a disdain for the man. But I challenge any one of you straight up pure Obama haters out here to show me the thing that he's done on a massive scale that has affected, that has really truly affected all of you people's lives that he's done. Because if you're going to sit here and talk about raising taxes, motherfucker, if you don't make over $250,000, shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk to you. All right? I don't want to talk to you because you don't make enough money for the tax situation even. Why are you talking? All right? What are you going to say? Healthcare? He did healthcare. If you don't own a pharmaceutical company, shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk to you. If you don't own an HMO, if you're not a board of trustees of an HMO or a lobbyist for an HMO, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear what you got to say. Show me the thing that he's done for you to make him hate him besides the color of his skin. Show it to me. Get on the fucking phone right now, press the fucking number one, and tell me what it is. So I can gun your stupid ass down real quick. Because I know you ain't got nothing. I know you're not ready. I know you really don't have nothing to tell me. Outside of the color of his skin, what the fuck else did he do? What? Give it to me. 347-934-0966. I got 30 minutes left in this show. If you're on the phone right now, if it isn't on the internet, 347-934-0966. You tell me, outside of the color of his skin, what act did he perpetrate that literally affected so many people that would make you really say he's unfit to be president? You hate him. Now, if you just don't like niggas, just say it. Don't be a bitch. Just say you don't like niggas. I respect you more. Give it to me, blood raw. I like that. I can see you coming from a mile away. I see what you are. I see your hood pointed all the way over there, so I know what you are. So I know how to handle you when I come across you. I see a swastika on your fucking neck, bitch. I know how to handle you, bitch. But if you're going to act like you blend in with all the rest of the good, decent white folks or whoever else and act like, you know, everything's really copacetic with black people and everything, but that's, and you can't really give me a real reason why you don't like him. Give me the political ideal that you don't like, but give me the act that makes you hate him. You can tell me why you didn't vote for him, but give me the act that makes you loathe him. I got reasons for loathing George Bush. I just named you a couple real quick, amongst other things. All right? So I feel like I'm within my rights to loathe George Bush. It's that simple. And if you can't understand that, okay, that's cool. But I challenge the people who really just hate Obama to do that. Because I don't know where are you getting your ammunition from. Where are you getting your ammunition from? Show it to me. Show me your evidence. All right? And hit me up after the song. 347-934-0966. That's the number of the show. I'm going to play my song off my second album, The Subterranean LP. I haven't even listened to this song in probably about 4 years. But I made this song like 2 weeks after 9/11. And I'm talking about the act of 9/11 and terrorism and stuff. And hey, I know that, you know, at the end of the day, the people who perpetrated 9/11 had an ideal that they believed in. You feel me? They had a stance. Like, we have a stance. I was one of the people who didn't want to condemn all Muslims based on the act of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But this song was recorded in 2000. It was actually recorded in 2001. My album didn't come out until a couple of months later in 2002. It was recorded in 2001, not too long after. I wrote it 2 weeks after it. And I recorded it I can't remember when, but I went to the studio and, you know, did the album or whatever. And it's a song called Battlefield. I forgot the guy that even sung the hook for me. I'd have to have the CD. But here it goes. I'm going to play that, then I'm going to come back to the phone lines, and we're going to wrap up the show.
I wouldn't play with life. How does it feel? out for miles. The twin towers to a flower on the ground, but the one's missing. More body parts found, John Doe name listed. You cannot fix it, Mr. Mayor or Mr. President, cause you the one that hate. All they talking is irrelevant, so now they had to fix their anger on a few thousand strangers. But who really put them in danger? It's two sides of every story where they say it is glory. Asking to stop taxing when you gon' do it for me. So, don't lie to me, we ain't a perfect society, but I agree. We got to handle this robbery. It's gotta be like beef in the streets. Handle that, but at least know who you gon' eat. From the dirty to the Middle East, we all gotta kill the beast. Split the lyrical terrorism.
I will, this is real. I wouldn't tell you a lie.
But he can act a fool and snap, and yo, that's the infiltration. What a situation we facing. Got the enemy deep in the nation, and it's humiliation for the ones trying to live and chill. But still, we got folks that won't all of them kill. But give for a second, homie. See, I'm a black man. The government don't like me either, so I understand. You know the plan that they have for us. Took 200 years from the back of the bus. Who do you trust? God damn it, whose face they slapping? Who filling up these prisons, killing the permanent action? Who was overseas blasted and they came back home? Did some nigga shit and couldn't get a job alone. Take it from me, I did the military. Racism doesn't vary, it's carried in America. We ain't forgot.
This is real, I wouldn't tell you
don't blame me like I'm crazy, cause I won't believe ya. I got plenty of sense. I know the oil situation is tense, but some folks can't pay their rent. We got veterans with nowhere to live. I can't feel sorry for cops, shit, maybe they get nothing personal, it's the institution that they represent. When they beat us with sticks, I ain't like them since. I'm innocent, but I'm still on trial. Maybe that's why my attitude is fucking foul. Stop living in denial like we can't be touched, cause biochemical warfare don't take that much. If you hate this touch, you might be blind to the fact. You can hate my guts, but I'm just rhyming the facts. Don't give me no flack, cause they ain't gon' give us no slack. So I believe I'm leaning towards freedom with this rap.
This is real, I wouldn't tell you a lie.
Internet Radio. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. The oldie but goodie from Blizzom. It was one of my joints from way back when I really first started, you know what I'm saying? Really getting my grind on with the industry. That was one of my cuts from my second album. It's about what? It's almost 10 years ago. Yeah, I've been doing it that long. 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to holler at me, all right? So far, now I've got a line full of people. But everybody who's hit the number one, you got to, if you never called into the show before, if you called me from a private number or whatever, you got to make sure if you want me to come to your phone line, you hit the number one. Because if not, I'll just assume that you're just listening. And I don't take calls from people unless they press the number one. You feel me? So far, I've answered all the lines who want to be answered. If not, I'll assume that you're just listening to the show via the phone. And it's cool. I got no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? And I can do this all day. Every day, you know what I'm saying? But another thing that I want to talk about, and like if you hit number one or whatever, I come to your line, you know, I'm monitoring the switchboard right now. Another thing I want to talk about, though, that here again is another act, you know what I'm saying, that really exposes how far we are not away from racism. This is another one of those things, and I had someone tell me on the post today, well, you know, Blizzom, racism goes two ways. You're right. I can't realistically get on the show and say, well, yeah, use the word like cracker or whatever I might say, you know what I'm saying, and say that I'm just a totally non-racist person. I don't consider myself a racist at all. But I do say I have certain prejudices, you feel me, towards people, and I have to kind of feel you out and see what kind of person you really are. But I kind of have some preconceived prejudices, but not about everybody. I don't think every white person I see is a hateful white person or literally a cracker. Of course, I've said for people who've listened to my show for the first time, I never really use that word unless I literally mean that white person is a cracker. I don't call cool white people that don't have a superiority complex a cracker. I don't call them that. I don't say that to them. I think they're just like me. You know what I'm saying? They put their pants on one leg at a time. If they don't feel like just because my pants sag a little bit and I listen to hip-hop, that I'm going to rob them of that, I'm stupid or anything. If they don't feel like that, if they just take me for the whole person I am and get to know me like I do other people, then to me their skin is just a lighter shade in mine. And I'm like that because as much as I don't like crackers, I hate ignorant motherfucking niggas also. And I've said that 1,000 times on this show. You know what I'm saying? So if this is your first time listening to the show and you don't get the whole notion or how I even present myself and K100 Radio, you should know by the end of this episode. Because what I don't do is bullshit. I'm not a bullshitter. You know what I mean? This conversation, the stuff that we talk about on the show, in my opinion, and the people who call into the show, they're giving it to you just how they feel. Now, my Twitter, not my Twitter, because I don't have a lot of people on Twitter. So I don't follow too many people on Twitter. But my Facebook feed has been inundated with just some of the most ridiculous shit. And a pet peeve of mine is I'm seeing, I say for every, I don't have but so many white people on my page. But I'm seeing so many black people buying into the conspiracy, into the, you know, the anti-Obamaness, you know what I'm saying? The anti-President Obamaness. And I'm not saying just because he's black that you've got to be a supporter of him. That would be stupid. I supported him based on his campaign and based on some things that he said. Now, like I said, I gave him a C grade recently because a lot of things that he said in his campaign hasn't came to fruition yet. And some of them are things that I sincerely cared about. And so until he does those things, I'm never going to give him a grade of A as far as being the president. I'm just not going to do it because there are like two things that are really important to me that he said he was going to do and he hasn't done yet. But I still voted for him, whatever. And like I said, the killing of Osama bin Laden boosted him up for me because this was something that, for all it's worth, even though we got into these wars for the wrong pretense or whatever, at the end of the day, capturing or killing Osama bin Laden was always a high priority in the grand scheme of the wars themselves. So I don't agree with the fact that he left the troops and the troops are still over in especially Iraq. I really wanted him to get in there and snatch them out as soon as he got in there. And so that's why I felt like I never really gave him an A grade, because I was like, I want him to snatch the motherfuckers out and start withdrawal as soon as he got there to undo the fuck up that Bush did. But then, of course, like I said on the other show when I talked about him, he got in there, saw some things, looked at the whole situation, sat back and said, if I do it right now, I'll probably cause more harm than good. Okay, he's a better guy than me. I would have said, I don't give a fuck who get hurt, as long as they're in America, bitch, we out. If y'all tear y'all motherfucking selves apart, oh, the fuck well. I'm sorry. Blame. I'm just fixing what this motherfucker broke. And I need to get our people home. If he'd have took that stance, a lot of people would have been like, that was irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. But I would have been happy. I probably would have gave him a grade of A by now. And if you listen to my show faithfully, you know the other reason why I don't give him an A. All right? So, that's that. That's now, having said that, okay? Him being the commander-in-chief and giving the order to kill and actually find and kill Osama bin Laden, you can't downplay that. I'm having issues with people who try to downplay this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Because when he do something that you think is bad or whatever, if the economy's bad, you want to blame him, everybody has a whole bunch of shit to say about him. And the show is really not about him. It's about the death of Osama bin Laden. But it all does tie into him because he's the president. when you do that, when you try to make it, when you try to downplay the fact that he's the commander in chief at this moment, I really just get, I take offense to it greatly. And I take offense to it not because I voted for him, because like I was saying about George Bush, as much as I loathe him, when he went to war in Afghanistan, not Iraq, but when he came right back out in a short amount of time and said, we going to war with Afghanistan, that's where they at, bitch, we coming, we finna tear that motherfucker apart, I was right there on the side. Even though I really didn't vote for him or whatever, that was a presidential move that I backed 100% I backed that move by George Bush. I never deny that. I was one of them people like, kill him, go get him, do it. That's attaboy. I'm glad we got the cowboy. Woo! Glad we got the cowboy now. Glad we got the reckless cowboy in charge now. Because he's finna go get these motherfuckers. He ain't gonna pussyfoot around. I probably wouldn't have wanted Al Gore as my president at that particular moment, because he probably would have found a way to talk to them in Afghanistan about it. No. I wanted the fucking cowboy. I wanted the cowboy at that. I was on the cowboy side when he did that. Afghanistan, not Iraq. When he decided to go invade a whole other country and take on the ambitions of his daddy, them, and get this oil money and just kill thousands of fucking innocent people. Any person of non-combat that wasn't in combat that died in Iraq, we got blood on our hands. I don't give a shit what nobody say. We got blood forever on our hands for every single civilian in that country that has died since we invaded it. If they died in some kind of gunshot, roadside bomb, I don't give a fuck if it's after the fact when the Taliban came in there and started doing shit. They wouldn't even have no reason to be there. Because one thing about it, you can say they was oppressed or whatever, but motherfucker, I'd rather be oppressed than dead, bitch. So for every single civilian that died in Iraq, the blood on our hands, blood on the hands of George Bush, I really felt like he should have stood trial for that. Now, people are going to say it was based on the intelligence at hand, but fuck that. He said, and we know that he said he going in regardless. Fuck the intelligence, we're going in. Come on, man. I saw that. Shouts out to Michael Moore. He said it. He meant it. And that was okay when it was Afghanistan, because that's what bin Laden was, or where he lived, and that's where Al-Qaeda was, and they the ones who perpetrated this shit. Yeah, kill them all. I was happy. I was praising. I never praised that motherfucker. But I was happy, and I was with him. I was on his side. I was backing my president, because he did a move that, as the president, I felt like was right. But these motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck what Obama do, what President Obama does. You can't give him props for nothing. You a motherfucking crack. You a racist. You don't like him because he's black. Ain't no talking me out of that shit. So when I get on Facebook and I bring up race in this shit, bitch, don't ask me why I'm bringing up race. Race ain't an issue. Bitch, yes it is. Because you can't praise him for the act that he just commanded and was responsible for giving the go on. If you can't give him that, well, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, you a cracker. Yeah, I call you a cracker. I don't give a fuck. Because you won. Because really, that's what you really are. You just got your hood tucked up under your shirt, bitch. Real shit. Because you can't tell me that this fucking move was not 100. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to open up the phone lines to the people who raised their hand that's still on the line. I'm not going to open up because I'm not doing the after party. So I'm going to open up the phone lines to the people who already talked already. Now, if you want to hit the number one, I'll open your phone line back up in a second. You know what I'm saying? But if not, you can just keep listening, but I'm not going to go to your phone lines, and I only got 10 minutes left. Key's on the line. Keisha F. is on the line. Shay's on the line. Michigan Girl's on the line. Billy Bassett is on the line. These are the people who actually raised their hands. If I didn't call your name, if I didn't say your number, 612, the other 850s, the private caller, 843, and I got 2 843s. Look, if you guys want to talk, just hit the number one. I'll open up your lines. Right now, everybody whose name I said already is, mic is open. All right, guys. So, in general, Well, is y'all are you guys' news feeds filled up with bullshit? Have you been seeing a lot of negative Obama shit?
Well, I have. Somehow I knew you were going to do this. Last 10 minutes, you're going to open up everybody's whole line. I kind of seen this coming, but you know, back to the business. No, I haven't. You know, I had a lot of people who agree with me, and you know what? This is something I posted early this morning. I hope and pray there is not that one dumb proud American. And why I say that? Because, you know, you got a lot of Muslims here that come here and try to do right, you know, try to get that, and I'm putting the quotations here, the American dream.
Uh-huh.
But I hope there's that there's not that one dumb American that is just so damn biased to say, you know, just to walk up to, and I call them Hobby Dobby. You know, you walk up to a Hobby Dobby and you be like, you know, they'd be like, okay, so Osama's dead, what you going to do now? You know, that opened up a can of worms. Okay,
uh-huh.
they did Osama bin Laden like they did Megatron Transformers 1. They put that nigga to sleep. So I hope that one dumb American, that one dumb proud American don't get
that's
too damn
happened.
Proud.
That's already happened. I'm sure that's already happened. Because they were doing that after 9/11. They were doing that after 9/11, just, you know, picking with them. And like I said, the thing is, people just ignorant as a whole, and especially all these people that's like, oh, it's all these conspiracies. You need to do a whole show on conspiracy theories, a whole show on that. I could take up 3 hours, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there wouldn't be enough time.
Yeah.
There would not be enough time. There's so many, you know, but the same people that say, yeah, because when I was in jail, I read this. Okay, the Bible is a book. What you read is a book. All of it is still somebody else's thought. I don't understand people that's so hung up on, like, the Illuminati and, you know, like, for real, they don't give a shit about you. What do you have to offer them? Nothing.
Hey, you know what? I talked to a best friend of mine. I didn't mean to cut you off. I talked to a best friend of mine that's up there in Atlanta. And I talked to him about, I told him about your show, Blizzum, and I told him about the last topic we did about President Obama.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying that he ain't bashing Obama because he voted for him. He was saying he think his whole presidency is a fluke. And the reason why he said it was a fluke is because of the fact that you had one white man just go ahead, and you could pretty much say he put the country in the shit. You know, what he did for Katrina, okay? Absolutely nothing. That's why you had Kanye crying on TV saying Bush don't care about black people. Okay, the you know, the rise in oil prices and the stock market crashing, all that stuff happened while Bush was in office. But then now you got Obama in office. This is his words. You got Obama in office, and people are expecting him to be the savior. And, of course, people are doing, you know, people are not agreeing on the stuff that he's doing, even though Obama trying his damnedest. So that's why he's saying that his presidency was a fluke. And also about the Illuminati, he was saying there is no Illuminati. It's just a bunch of rich people that have
control.
Control
the shit,
like,
control the world,
saying,
period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When money comes power.
Anytime you get powerful people with money and some influence, you know, yeah, they're going to have influence over something, over
but
people.
Here's the thing about people even being so concerned about it. Like Shay just said, people with money have been controlling the world since the beginning of the time. Like, that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it always has been. Whoever had the most, control the most.
Right.
So, the people who broke and busted in the ghetto, why the hell are you worried about the Illuminati? You don't have shit, no way.
Right. They don't give a fuck about
you.
You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about who fuck you.
Really?
What, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, who the fuck? What the fuck you? You ain't even a fool
enough. They controlling the oil. You care about they controlling the land. You don't have oil, no land, no shit. So why are you worried about what they're controlling? And you don't have that anyway. You don't. You barely got a dollar. So why the hell are you worried about it? For real? You paranoid about that, of all things?
What about all these? Because I noticed I had like two or three people just like, I don't give a damn Obama. I had two people. I've seen two posts today referring to Obama as the Antichrist, literally. And one of them was from a black person. One of them was from a black girl. Bitch, black. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? I mean, really? You a black person?
They just
cool.
Ignorant. They just, because they listen to other people, they can't think for themselves. So just because they heard somebody else say something, now you going to say it. You probably going to hell anyway, so why you worry about Peter Antichrist? You don't even believe in God. You know what I'm saying? So it's stupid shit like that I'm getting, like, sick of hearing. You don't even believe in God, but you worried about Peter Antichrist. Shut the fuck up.
You know what? Tommy Lee Jones had made a point in Men in Black 1. You know what? And here's something else. Tommy Lee Jones made a very good point in Men in Black 1. You know, and I pay attention to the movie because movies say real life shit. A person, and I quote this from him in that movie, a person is smart, but people are dumb and panicked.
Yep.
Are dumb and panicking. Well, on a side note, happy birthday to The Rock. You know, I'm a fan. I can say that. Happy birthday to The Rock. But, yeah, people are dumb and panicking. So it is like when you get a whole group of people in and you have somebody say some very inspirational stuff that some people can relate to, they're going to ride with it. But, you know, not unless that one person who does his research and be like, hey, I disagree with y'all crowd. I don't like what he's saying because this going
some
on right now.
You don't even have to research something. Sometimes a little bit of common sense will go a long way.
People
just are bandwagoners. They like to jump on every bandwagon that come along. They like to agree with whoever they're around at the time. They just want to agree what they say. And all these people like, I research, you research. What have you really researched? And what you're researching is still something somebody else wrote, and it's their opinion. Like, y'all don't really get the whole picture.
Yeah, for real.
People don't form their own opinions. You know, like you say, you're going off of somebody else's words. You know, read your little information or whatever, you know, collect your thoughts, open your eyes and see for yourself.
But then I had one person that was on the post today was like, you need to do your research. I'm like, what fucking research are you looking at? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you're not doing your research. If you did your research on Obama, you would know. But I did my research. Bitch, what research do you have on Obama that could make you really dislike him like that? And I said,
it's a personal opinion.
People always trying to pick a booger.
Yeah, they can't prove nothing. I mean,
because they don't have nothing else to do with their little ratchet ass lives. Their life so ratchet, they don't know. They just got to find something else to distract them from their own mess. So they got to find something. I'm like, what else? Just put it back in.
Yeah, but that's what makes that person stupid.
You can't even
spell
president. You're worried about what you're saying.
That's what makes that person stupid. They waste their time on not liking Obama instead of using that energy and not liking to apply on improving themselves and improving their life. You know, It ain't all that bad. And Blizzard put it out there on the Obama segment. You know, Obama took us out of recession, even though the problem is still there. Jobs are still there. People just really don't dig deeper research. You know,
yeah, because they're too busy listening to people saying that there's no jobs out there. That's the thing. They're too busy listening. There's no jobs. There's no jobs. But I know people who getting jobs every day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That might not be the kind of jobs you want to get, but it's something out there.
Exactly.
You're making money regardless. And you can see that on Facebook.
Well, you're making zero now, idiot.
Exactly. Anything is an improvement over there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
pretty much.
People, I don't know.
I've been real disappointed. I've had a couple of black people really disappoint me. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even know how the fuck y'all still on my friends list. Much shit I say, but, you know, I don't know, but.
The dumb Bible thumpers. I'm like, y'all instead of you talking about, well, God this, God that. Okay, well, ultimately, if you believe God in control, you believe he in control of everything. So regardless of what happened, he had a hand in it. So just sit back and just ride out.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Hold on, Blizzard. There was another person that you're supposed to mash to since it's Mash Monday.
Okay.
Hey, you remember when you posted up on that status, I think it was either yesterday or Saturday, about that cat, talking about it's a real, you know, you're a real man if you hold a woman's purse.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for that for the longest.
That nigga.
I mean, where did that come from?
He's
from Brooklyn. I'm like, for real,
nigga. Niggas don't, man. Bitch niggas
that's
every
day. He got beat up every day.
I saw a man carrying his girl purse last night, and I wanted to die laughing. I was like, I thought about that post. I was like, what the fuck? Really? Do people do that?
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're coming up to the end of the show. Stand by. Well, I had a great show. I'm glad everybody called into the show. Even the people who didn't talk, I really appreciate it. Shout out to everybody listening to the podcast. Shout out to everybody listening to me on the internet. Appreciate you. We're coming up to the end of the show. K1's Internet Radio, episode 194, The Face of Terrorism. We was talking about the death of Osama bin Laden. It was pretty informative. I like all the opinions. See you guys tomorrow for episode 195. Deuces.